This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thank you very much for your company today. I'm in Breiðholt and looking ahead to a seminar that's taking place at the end of this week on Friday that seeks to do a lot of things. It seeks to, apart from anything else, bring together young people from Scotland and Iceland, but that's just a small part of what is taking place. So let's get into all of this with my four guests today. I'm with Oscar Askin, who's a previous guest on RÚV English Radio. We can maybe remind the listener of when we last spoke in a few minutes. Oscar, he's a producer from the organisation Stora Scotland, and he is behind this link up between Scotland and Iceland. I'm also with John Hinton and Denise Talent, who are from an organization called Move On in Glasgow. And a youth worker here in Breiðholt is Fahim Kushku. Thank you all for joining me today. I want to start with you, Oscar, just because you are behind this link up, and you can maybe outline what is happening.
Right, the premise for this all starts from the well-documented belief, are what we would call fact, that Scotland has so much in common with Nordic neighbours. Okay, now we have been, we've had a previous event in Iceland called Meet the Neighbours, which was a music and cultural event.
Which is when we spoke last year.
Yeah, where we spoke last year, and that was a cultural event with bands. This is actually a youth engagement seminar, and I'm surrounded by experts in youth engagement, so what I will say will be incredibly broad. But Scotland has, and my colleagues here from Move On, have a lot of experience in engagement and supporting young people with challenges in their lives. Fahim does a comparable job in Breiðholt. But we believe that there's a lot that the people, my colleagues in Glasgow from Move On, and Fahim, my colleague from Breiðholt, can learn from each other. Okay. And that's why we're bringing them together, to share knowledge and experience.
Well, Fahim, I want to talk to you in a minute about what your young people, the ones that you work with, will be getting out of this week and what they'll be doing on Friday. But John and Denise, when you first had this opportunity then through Oscar to work with him and engage with young people in Iceland, what were your first thoughts?
My first thought was how exciting it was. Really, really delighted to be here. You know, this has been a long time in planning, and now we're finally here in Reykjavik and in Breiðholt. And I think that through my discussions with Oscar and colleagues in Breiðholt, what became clear was that there was a lot of work and skills and experience we've developed over many years working in Glasgow with young people, all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of challenges in their lives, that we felt would be useful to share with colleagues in Breiðholt. And that's because we as a charity are very experienced in reaching people with really significant challenges in their lives. And those challenges could be poor mental health, poor physical health, addiction, offending, getting in trouble with the police, the criminal justice system. But also a lot of people are very isolated, very lonely, and very low in confidence. Yeah. And Move On has developed a number of ways of supporting these young people to grow their aspirations, to acknowledge skills they've got, and to look at what they might like to do in their future.
Let me bring Denise in here, if I may. You'll be aware of some of the challenges that the young people that you work with have. Do you set out to have an individual plan for each person? Because these are very different and diverse problems and challenges.
We bring everyone in and take them as they are. It's not what we expect them to be. Yeah. So initially it's about building trust with them, because quite often they're hiding things from you because maybe they feel shamed or embarrassed. And a lot of your young people have families who have mental health or addictions, or their young carers as well. So building that trust and then kind of just tapping into what would they like to do, and what does success look like to them? And then we work with them to kind of forge a path for them to reach these goals. And were successful at it.
And we shouldn't labour the point of the challenges too much, because there's a lot of positive work that is done, of course, and a lot of skills and a lot of inherent qualities that these young people do have. Yeah.
Well, I've had a few, and some are autistic. I've got two people that are now away, young people, doing the working with community degrees because they want to get into this sector. I've got another young person at university for admin. Some people are doing cookery courses, but it's really, they've got a joy for living. They get into creative writing, they get into acting, you know, they build a circle of friends, and it just transforms their life.
Sure. Fahim, listening to this, you work with young people here in Iceland between the ages of 16 and 25, I think you said earlier on. Do you recognise some of what you're hearing here in terms of the challenges that the young people that you work with have, or are there specifically Icelandic issues and problems that need to be dealt with?
I think at this time of the life, we are having very similar problems everywhere in the world, and especially with the youth. But luckily, we are trying to have plans for them very soon than later, and this is helping them out to be able to make themselves busy with this project that we're having. Mm-hmm. So as of similarities, yes, there's a lot of similarities, especially in Europe. But again, we are trying our best to be able to listen to them, to find out what do they need so we can give that.
Yes.
And if we don't know what they need, we will not be able to create any project.
Yes. Well, I'm from the UK originally, and for a long time there's been a conversation about knife crime in the UK, and one of the feelings that people have had is there have been insufficient facilities for young people, not raising that as an excuse for what's happened, but maybe in some people's eyes, a reason. It seems, Fahim, that here you have a wonderful setup here in Breithild, and young people really respond to the services you offer.
Yes, and also it is because the community is listening up to it, and they are finding out what is the reason, what is the what is behind this issues that we're having. And that's where we're trying to find out solutions. And as we know, since the pandemic, a lot of things has changed in people's in the youth behavior, and a lot of things was on pause.
Yes.
And now we are able to understand what has happened then, that pause.
Do you think that pause has elongated? Do you think that the difficulties that young people went through, particularly during the pandemic, under lockdown, not being able to attend school or college or whatever in person, is there a long-term issue there that you've detected?
I mean, I'm not an expert, but what I see is that, of course, there is a glimpse of challenge came from that. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, in this generation, we are very, you know, educated enough to find out what is the reason so we can prevent longer problem.
Oscar, bringing all of this together as you are, let's talk about what's actually happening on Friday then. If someone's interested in what they hear, they can come along.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you've got an interest, I suppose, just in community, or if you've got a direct interest in youth work, you'd be very welcome to come along. But anybody that's interested to see how we're working with young people would be very welcome to come to Hit Hooset at 11 a.m. on Friday. What we're doing directly with I think it's going to be 10 young people from Breithild, all with particular challenges of their own. We're going to be training them on film production. Okay, so the seminar is being hosted by these fabulous experts surrounding me here, and I will be working with the young people tomorrow, giving them some first-hand training on how to operate cameras, sound equipment, vision mixers. There's a young lad interested in journalism. And we're going to make a program. The kids, with a little bit of guidance from me, but very little, will be making a program about the event. And so hopefully we hope that the kids have a very positive experience, but what would be phenomenal would be if some of these young people were to realise, well, actually, you know, I could be a cameraman, I could be a sound man, I could be a journalist, I could be a vision mixer. You know, there are careers out there. Yeah. And this is, I hope, going to open up some doors and just maybe ignite some curiosity in these young people and possibly take it further.
John and Denise, do you expect, maybe you have already, but are you hoping to learn techniques here or approaches that you can maybe bring back to Glasgow to move on?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not here just to tell people things. We're here to listen and learn ourselves. And I think there's a lot that we can learn from Fahim and his colleagues in Bridholt. And a lot of the work that's happening here is really interesting and really exciting. At Move On, we have experience of supporting young people into the world of work, and we offer lots of different qualifications, vocational training, and we're always looking for new ideas, for new opportunities. And I think the whole world of media, film is really exciting, something we would like to develop at Move On. We know that there's a demand. And I think it's interesting, both Denise and Fahim, who I think are the youth work experts in the room, both talked about listening to young people. That's got to be the starting point. We're not the experts. Mm. Young people, they're the experts in their own lives, and they will tell us what's important to them or what their priorities are. So I think, you know, we'll be going back to Glasgow, and part of what we're doing is listening to young people.
We work with so many diverse people, and one size isn't always going to fit all, so it's good to get different kind of ideas from other organisations and other people that we can either use or adapt to suit our kind of a client group as well. Yeah. So, no, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
How long are you here for?
Saturday we're going away.
Will you have a chance to see much of Iceland beyond what you're doing here?
We arrived very early this morning, so we're all quite tired. We've had a little wander around the centre of town today. We will be, and we're willingly here to work, but we will be getting some time to have a look in Reykjavik and around. I don't think we'll be going broad than that, but I've always wanted to come to Iceland, so it's really exciting to be here at last. So
fantastic.
Yeah. We'll be going to some pools, we'll be going to some coffee shops.
Good.
But I just want to, I don't know if this is going to wrap it up or not, but I just want to emphasise as well that this is another example of Scotland and Iceland joining together, and what we can do as individuals is to create a small link that will hopefully grow. So this is, you know, this is what we really believe, and certainly what I really believe, that we've got to be doing this because we need to be looking to, particularly in the current climate, what we're looking at across the globe. We really need each other, and we need people like this to speak to each other and just let everybody know that we care.
That actually doesn't wrap up our conversation, despite what you said, because I want to just turn to Fahim and just focus a little bit on what's happening here at Gøteborg, which is the library building, but so much more in Bredholt. And you run the, as we've said, the facilities for young people here, but there's so much else going on in this building, isn't there?
Yes. This is a community centre called Gøteborg, and we are having a lot of programs with the elderly people and with youngsters, and also they have given free language courses in Icelandic, English and other languages as well. And this community center is that whenever someone is coming up with an idea for the community, they can bring it here and they can invite whoever they want and they can have courses. Okay. And this has made this place so special is because it is always full of programs. And that makes sense because we listen to the people, they need it, and they're putting up into action. And
what did you say? We're in a quiet room here today, and we're having our conversation about 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon. But outside that door, it's really noisy. It's really busy. There's loads of people here. There's lots of stuff happening, isn't there?
Yes, 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 indeed. They're playing bingo.
Yes. When we went past, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, and at the same time, this made the community to know each other.
Yes.
So every person you saw in that room, they're neighbors. They know each other. And actually, one of my neighbors were there as well.
Okay.
Yes, because I live just 5 minutes away from here, walking. and it is interesting because we get to know each other. The community is getting stronger and stronger. Yeah. And also, that creates the best moral virtue for us, which is bringing us together. Yes. And we are actually... putting it into action.
We should say as well, for anyone maybe outside of Iceland who doesn't know, Bredholt's a big place, 23,000 people, round about that number of population. So for there to be such a sense of community in Bredholt, it's no small achievement.
Yes, I think this has been into work for such a long time that now it is giving a blossom. Yeah. So it was not an easy work that this has happened. And I'm new to this neighborhood myself. What I see is that no matter where I go in Iceland, I would always like to be back to Breiðholt.
You also get the best views in the city, don't you?
Yes, you're up in the mountain.
Up on the hill, for sure, no problem at all. Maybe you and I can talk again at some point about everything happening in this building. But for now, thank you all very much indeed. We're going to put a link up to the event taking place this coming Friday on the page accompanying this show from Ruv English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There's more from Ruv English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.